Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. Welcome back to finding the gospel in our everyday moments. How do we see the gospel in the moments with our infants and they need a pacifier or they need to be comforted? Does the gospel get highlighted in that moment? For me, after raising 8 children, 5 of whom love their pacifiers for the first 2 years, 3 years of their life. Honestly, I'm not somebody who takes a pacifier away from a child. I fully believe in having a passy if that's what helps your little one, because I also had 3 thumb suckers. And I also, again, did not worry about them sucking their thumb. But how do we look at that need in an infant's life and see the gospel? Because if you're interacting with your little one, I want you to see the gospel in those little moments every single day. And if you just can remember back to when your child had that, I believe it may help you in the moments of your day where you too need to be comforted or need to be settled, because that really is the core need. When a child is longing for a passy or needing, they're fretful and they need the comfort from their parent, what they're looking for is they're looking for care. They're looking to be assured, right? And they're looking to be quieted. And that's what a pacifier does. But can I tell you that the gospel can actually be seen in that moment? One of the favorite things that the Lord taught me when every time I would have to get up with my little ones at night, when they're kind of in the bed, and I know they're not hungry, but they're stirring around, is I would sneak into their room and I would find a passy that I had thoughtfully already put in corners of their bed so that I would know where they were later on. And I would just tap it into their mouth and pat their hind knee a little bit and let them ease on back to sleep. That picture is what we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." So in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 4, Paul is introducing this idea that you and I, number one, are going to have afflictions. Days are going to be hard. We're going to feel like we're suffering. We're going to feel like we're struggling. We're going to feel alone. We're going to be afraid. We're going to desperately want the presence of our God. And a lot of that is the same thing we see in our very little ones. I love the fact that my oldest son has just had a son. And one of the statements he made to me the other day with their newborn, our little grandson is a month old, is, "Mom, he only loves to sleep on us." And I'm like, yes. And that is so normal. That is so good, actually, that he is receiving his comfort from the ones designed to be his comforter. You see, when we are meeting the need of our child with a passy, with comfort, with settling them at night, with wrapping them up in our arms, that concept, that faithful care, the offering of our presence, that's the same idea being used where it says here, the God of all comfort who comforts us. Those two words of comfort come from the Greek word, which means to draw close, to come alongside of, to encourage, to console, close up and personally, offering evidence that would stand up in court, meaning speaking truth into you, reminding you of who you are, holding you close, coming around you, and being personal with you. That is the comfort. So that is what you offer, right, to your little ones. And even as they grow big and they still need comfort, that's what we're doing. But what I love when I have had my kids, every single one of my kids has been about 1.5 to 2 years apart from the next. And one of my favorite things to watch is to watch this little toddler seek to bring comfort to a crying baby. Like, I love it. I have so many videos of little 2-year-olds on my bed where the baby is just hollering and kind of squirming and fussing on my bed, and I'm letting them do a little fuss time, and the toddler cannot stand it. They know innately within them, I should bring comfort to my brother or my sister. And so they crawl up on that bed, and with their little chubby hands, they're trying to get the passy to fit into the baby's squalling mouth, right? And that is this picture that we see in the second half of this verse, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort that we ourselves are comforted. You see, we cannot comfort another until we have experienced God's comfort. But once we've experienced it, it drives us into comforting another. So in your days, as you're comforting little ones and you're giving them a picture of the Father's comfort, understand that it is a principle that is being acted out in your home when you begin to see one of your children comfort another. They have experienced it from you, and they're going to push it through into their relationship with their sibling. And the beauty of that, though, is actually what we're called to do in real life, is to understand and experience, God, you are my source of comfort. Thank you that you are up close and personal with me. Help me then to turn around and comfort another, understanding my calling from you. Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood, as if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you? Or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations? Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this 6-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as he changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible study. Grab the link in our show notes. Join me over the next 6 weeks and journey with Jesus as he changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand his gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our faith, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.